This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Lewis from the DBCC, and welcome to the weekly DBCC TV show where we can inform you on things that are happening at the DBCC, update you with some amazing results that our clients are achieving, and answer questions about health, fitness, and nutrition for losing fat and building muscle. So if you have any questions regarding fat loss or building muscle which you'd like us to answer for you, please leave them in the comment section below and we will endeavour to get them answered. So let's get into it. First things first, check out the amazing results we've had this last week at the DVCC. We've had a huge milestone from Caroline as she's lost over 1 stone of fat, which is fantastic. Lucy has lost over 16 pounds of fat. Julian's lost 11.2 pounds of fat since joining the DVCC, and Rob's lost 22.2 pounds of fat in 8 weeks, which is ridiculous. Awesome job, Rob. Also, congratulations to everyone who took part in the Warrior Adrenaline Race. We did as well, it was great fun. You'll be seeing some photos of the race on your screen now, and I'd highly encourage everyone to get involved in it next year as well. So, the question of the week has been asked by Suzanne. Do low-carb diets work? Okay, so the benefits of a low carbohydrate diet are if you're in a carb depleted state, you're far more likely to be using body fat for fuel. You'll also have less peaks and troughs in your energy levels, assuming that you have adequate healthy fats in your diet. And you're going to reset your insulin sensitivity, meaning when you do reintroduce carbohydrates to your diet, you're going to be using them more effectively to replenish your glycogen stores as opposed to storing them as fat. The drawbacks of a low carb diet on the long term is your leptin levels will drop too low, which is the hormone in charge of your metabolism. If they go too low, your metabolism will actually slow down and you won't burn as many calories at rest. You'll also find if you're doing more of an endurance sport, for performance purposes, you might need a higher carbohydrate content to get through a hard long race or any kind of a sport where you're going for a long period of time. So in terms of lower carbohydrate diets for losing body fat, they can be very effective, but it is important to have reset meals to reset your leptin levels and to start reintroducing carbohydrates post-workout so that your muscle glycogen gets replenished and you can train extra hard in your next session. Okay guys, so the question of the week is what are your favourite type of healthy carbs? So please leave that in the comment section below. We can have a quick discussion about what is healthy and making sure you're eating the right foods. As always guys, any other questions, please leave it in the comment section below. And I'll see you later. This is Lewis at the DVCC. Have an awesome day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to the DVCC.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.